Five migrant families from Kiribati, Zambia, Samoa, the Philippines and the Netherlands have written and performed deeply personal anthems for an art installation. The anthems range from the strongly political, the climate crisis in the Pacific and racism, to intimate stories of unconditional love. Anthems of Belonging, on show in Auckland and Lower Hutt, is the culmination of 18 months of work for Olivia Webb as part of her PhD. She wanted to create an exhibition that reflects the lives of contemporary New Zealanders. She also wants this to be an ongoing project. So, how did Olivia choose the first five families for Anthems of Belonging?
I knew each of the families beforehand, and that was really important because it was a really intimate project. We worked together for a long time, and it was quite an ask of the families, and I think they were able to say yes because they knew me already. So a few of the things were that music was a part of their lives. So they were musical, they made music at home or they performed in the community. It was integral to their lives. And the other thing, well, kind of prerequisite, I suppose, was that they were Kiwi families who identified with another culture.
So what did you want the anthem to express? Was it about their response to being in Aotearoa, or was it longing for home, or could it be whatever they wanted it to be?
Yeah, well, actually the project started, it kind of stemmed out of an earlier artwork I'd made called Scale, which was a study of the Auckland Catholic Cathedral and the many different cultures that made up the congregation there. And I had gone along to a couple of masses there and was struck by how Western the hymns were, but how diverse the congregation was. Yeah, that kind of kick-started this idea of what does cultural diversity sound like? We see what it looks like in our day-to-day lives, and these interactions are sometimes harmonious, sometimes dissonant. The original kind of project I had in mind was actually just to take current national anthem, God Defend New Zealand, and transpose that into musical systems and to have each family sing it in their own kind of style and tradition. So it would sound like quite a different song, but familiar. And this is a wonderful thing about artworks, because as soon as you start working with people, you realise that that there are better ideas. And one of the things in this process was that I realised that I wasn't asking these families to be cultural ambassadors for instance, all of Kiribati or all of Samoa, but that they were families and complex and different to other families, even of the same kind of cultural blend. So we realised that a couple of things. Firstly, the idea of a national anthem is a challenging concept because we're asking people to be unified, and that can be a really good thing, but it can also mean that we exclude some of the differences that make us so interesting. So through the process of working with the families, I realised we needed to write songs that were unique and original and complex in their traditions, so they were contemporary. These families are not necessarily experts in their traditional music form, but yeah, they just have music as part of their lives. So it took on a life of its own and became a whole new work, and a much better work than I probably had in mind to begin with.
Well, let's talk about the anthem that we started with.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this made with?
So this was the Samson Godinez family, and they live in Wellington. Two of the families I met singing in the St. Mary of the Angels Church Choir here in Wellington. Yes, so I had sung with Emmanuel Godinez for many years, and he'd featured in a couple of my artworks previously, and I asked him to and his family whether they'd be interested in being involved.
And where they're from?
Oh, yes, sorry. So they are Filipino New Zealanders.
The second anthem, which country is this from? Which family is this from?
So the second anthem is by the Faulalo Bull family, and they're based in Auckland and are a Pākehā Samoan family.
Always looking ahead.
beautiful, the harmonies, isn't that absolutely gorgeous? Until this family really embraced, embraced it.
Yeah, and it was one of the families who were always there at the sessions we had together. So that presented some really interesting challenges, because we had a lot of voices wanting to say a lot of things. And if you come to the exhibition, you'll see four feisty, assertive young women, and two parents, and they all had something important to say. And so each wrote their own lyrics to contribute to that song, and their idea was that it would become more and more complex and kind of embody their a kind of day in their life. They're a busy family with lots of commitments, and but always come together at some point and share family time, and that everything they do is grounded in a sense of place and belonging and two different ancestral threads. From so they sing about coming from the land and the sea, referencing both a Pākehā farming background and a Samoan mythology.
Did the families talk to you about what it meant to them to work together on a project like this?
Yes, yeah. And it was very special for some of them. And I think it's worth saying that one of the families is my own family, and it was really important for me to be on the other side of the camera when the microphone is such. I worked with my family toward the end of the project after we'd recorded a few of the families beforehand, and I was completely unprepared for how emotional the artwork was, to be involved in your family and speaking out loud some of the things that, not that you take for granted, but articulating the reasons why people perform the loving actions in a family environment that they do, or why you are the way you are, articulating your values that you hope to embody in your actions. The idea was that the way you are in the world might be encapsulated in a lyric or in a song, or in the way you want to sing it together, in the harmonies or however. That's both a personal thing but also a community. Yeah, it's a community action, and these families are part of their communities. So
that's a beautiful thing. Now, your next one is different again. It's spoken, this anthem.
Yes.
What's the story behind this one?
So this is Musonda Chembo, and it didn't start off as a spoken anthem, but through the process, Musonda and I ended up discussing a number of quite political issues and topics that were really poignant to him and to me. And he was just fantastic to work with.
And he's from?
He's from Zambia.
Zambia. Yeah.
And he decided after some time working together that his lyrics were really important. And he was thinking, if this was a national anthem and other people were learning it or singing it, that the weight of the text was vital, and that a melody might distract from the importance of the words. And I think he was absolutely right, because I've learned his anthem since, and I tried to learn it with a melody, and it hammers home when you're just speaking it. So there's a rhythm to his speech. He's from he has a rap kind of background as well, and he's called Mustime. He's got a handle. It was spot on. So one thing he said of that has just resonated with me for over a year now, in one of our sessions, we were looking at the current national anthem, God Defend New Zealand, and we were looking at Thomas Bracken's poem, which, because it started as a poem, and I think that probably resonated with Musonda as well, started as a poem, and we recited the lyrics and we sang the full anthem in all its five verses, and he said, "I don't think this Mr. Thomas Bracken had me in mind when he wrote this." I said, "You're probably absolutely right. I imagine they didn't imagine a Zambian man singing this anthem in 2019 when it was first composed." So yeah, there's power in his words, and and a real political angle to what he's saying.
Hand on my chest, may my passion never rest. Life has given me many tests. I pray that this test shall not be my last. I pledge my allegiance. My heart beats of allegiance while I consider my existence, consider my neighbor's existence as I give my pledge. Consider the history that my sisters have endured while my brothers have made history. History is what we have become. Let us not make history become our future. Let me learn from my history. I have shamed my sisters. I have shamed my brothers. Due to the color that has divided my history, I am born of royalty, and so am I royalty. My sisters have made history. Let my history not disinform. I have been misinformed. History is what we have become, so my soul informs.
Ooh, that's very revealing.
Mm.
Did it surprise you how the families, including your own, were open to the idea of being, well, so open?
Each anthem totally surprised me, including my own family, and I was part of that process. The results were really surprising, and I think it revealed so much complexity about people. And actually, that's one of the most amazing or kind of miraculous things about this project, is that it's kind of given voice to the complexity that just normal people have. It's something that our system, at least, doesn't often acknowledge, is that people are deep and complex and are thinking, you know, and are discussing important issues at home and would like to, you know, have an opportunity to talk about them a bit more publicly. Yeah, the Chembo family anthem definitely was a surprise, but as were they all.
Now, you've spent 18 months working with these families, Olivia. Mm. And I think you've got the finishing touches to your PhD?
Yes, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, is there going to be a life for anthems of belonging beyond these exhibitions? Do you see this as a long-term?
Yeah, so I had ambitiously thought that this would be a project of, you know, around 15 to 20 families. So if anyone is interested in being involved, please get in touch with one of the galleries, or I think there might be contact details on the website, the RNZ website. I would love this project to continue to grow and to become more polyphonic, more complex. The whole idea is that a national song is a challenging concept in the first place, and we need to sing a lot of them in order to encapsulate the complexity and the diversity in Aotearoa.
So families listen to this going, yeah, but I'd like to get involved in this. What's their involvement? How does this process work for them?
So the commitment to be involved in this project is a few sessions with me. It varied from family to family, and it can take as long or as short as people are willing, in a way. There are it took about probably 10 sessions, and a session is, you know, we kind of hung out and we had some lunch together and had a chat and had a sing and played some games and some exercises I developed as a way of encouraging some composition. And so it was, none of the families necessarily thought they were composers before starting this, or would have known how to pull together the anthem. So, but they all had something to say. So I think that's quite important. You know, you've got something you want to say, and
everything else will follow, really.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, I'll get you just to wrap this up to introduce the next anthem.
Great. So the next anthem you'll hear is from the Sebin family, and they are a family originally from Kiribati, who moved here several years ago. And their anthem is a cry and a call for help, particularly around the climate crisis that Kiribati faces now. So they ask an incredibly profound question in their anthem. How can a culture and a nation live on without a physical land beneath their feet? Now, in Kiribati, they don't have a word for climate change. So one of the few English words you hear in their anthem is the word climate change, as well as New Zealand in the end. And through the anthem sessions, we ended up discussing Donald Trump's wall and all sorts of things. And they thought it would be a better idea to build a bridge between islands. And so it's a call to help, to cry to other nations to help Kiribati face the climate crisis.
Para que ele passe na coa, pensa na língua. Para pôr na língua.